If you've fallen victim to a scam, you're certainly not the only one. The head of the Australian Federal Police, Rhys Kershaw, has told Senate Estimates even his family has fallen victim to voice scams, and he's almost fallen victim to one too. The Commissioner for Consumer Affairs, Dini Sulio, joins me now. Hi there, Commissioner. How are you?
Morning, Dini. Well.
So what did Commissioner Kershaw talk about in the Senate?
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry, but also I think it's a good reminder that everyone, including the head of the Australian Federal Police, is not immune from being taken by scams or attempted to be taken by scams. He indicated that, people are busy. He received a text message suggesting that he had a parcel waiting for collection and was about to click on the link and then realised that he hadn't bought something online, so he didn't, luckily. But he's had a family member who's also had money taken from them who by a scam. So, we're talking about how do we protect people and how do we inform people. We've got the head of the Australian Federal Police and his family being targeted by these scammers as well. So we all really have to be on alert.
And there's just so many these days. It seems like we're getting targeted from all sorts of directions, much more than we used to be.
Oh, and I think it's just endless. I'm either getting, myself, I'm getting phone calls and text messages with threats of legal action and messages about parcels being available or vaccination, all sorts of things. So it's a constant bombardment to the point where anything that isn't a number I know I'm not answering at the moment, or text messages I'm very wary of, and it's just unfortunate because people feel that they're being harassed. And so if either they're falling victim to this and parting with their money, or they're being just harassed and bombarded by people constantly, which is unfair as well.
And it's often hard to get justice. Is this something that the AFP is looking into, ramping up how they're actually trying to tackle scams and scammers?
Yeah, it's tricky from the point of view of once you've handed over your money, it's generally gone overseas and you won't see it again. I think there's some work so the AFP have been given some extra powers under a new piece of legislation, which is basically, well, it's in fact called the Surveillance Legislation Identify and Disrupt Act, which is trying to identify those numbers that are being used to stop people being able to access phone numbers in Australia to use this method for trying to get money out of people, and also obviously identify those perperpetrators. But like we often say, a lot of these people are overseas. They have access to Australian mobile numbers and phone numbers, and somehow can even replicate a phone number to make it look like it's from a legitimate government office. So there's technical issues in relation to how the scams are run that the government needs powers to try and counter. So certainly the AFP are working hard to try and deal with those issues, but until that really kicks in and there's a change, and what we often see is as law enforcement and regulatory agencies, we're a couple of steps behind scammers, unfortunately. So once you close that loophole, something else opens up. So it's still really incumbent on us all to be vigilant.
And just remind us, how can we be vigilant against things, particularly when it's, for example, a text message scam and it's someone purporting to be from an organisation like Telstra or a package has been delivered, it says?
Yeah, like I said, unfortunately, it is a matter of just being, at the moment, incredibly sceptical about every text message you receive and double-checking and verifying the source. So I think people, really, all of us, we need to be reminded. And as I said earlier, you're busy, you get a text message saying, here's a link to your parcel delivery. A lot of people are buying things online at the moment. So they think, well, maybe this is my parcel, so I'll click on the link and they install malware onto your phones and computers and things like that. So it is really a matter of just being super sceptical about everything you receive and deleting messages. If there is a concern, then go back to your email or your references that give you details of what you've ordered, if you have ordered something, and match it up. But certainly don't click on links or text messages at the moment.
There's another scam going around at the moment where you receive a phone call, Commissioner Sulio. Hello, this is Telstra. We're installing 5G in your area. Maybe not so.
Yes, exactly. And again, this is one of these scams that are using COVID as a reason to access your information. They'll say, we're trying to install COVID, trying to install 5G in your area. But due to COVID, we can't come to your property, so we need to remote access into your computer to help you install 5G, which for those of us that are not technologically advanced might think, oh, that sounds okay, and I'll let them do that, when in fact a 5G rollout doesn't need access to an individual computer. But they'll try this. People think, oh, it's Telstra and it's important, so I'm a Telstra customer, they must be legitimate, and let them into their computer where they can then access a heap of your own information to steal your identity and bank records and other things. So again, Telstra won't ring you up and say, we need to remote access into your computer. No one will cold call you and say, we need to access your computer. So if anyone ever says that, feel free to hang up and feel free to tell them what you think and then hang up. But I think it's important that people are just sceptical and just think, you know, unfortunately we're in a situation where I now have to think every time someone rings me, this could be someone trying to be a scam, but, you know, cold call. You have to ask the extra questions. I had a situation, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this to you previously, but had a phone call saying that, you know, there's been an unauthorized transaction on your eBay account. And, you know, this is your user ID for eBay. And I said, oh, what name is the account in, just to verify this? And they hesitated for a while and said, oh, Frankie. So they didn't even have my name. So it's just asking those extra few questions, and you can fairly quickly realise that they don't actually have your details, and it's a scam attempt.
That's a really good,
Just treat everyone as a scammer, unfortunately. That's what we're getting to with this stuff, but it's just the reality.
Especially when someone wants to remote into your computer. There's very few reasons for that.
That's right.
Yes. Now, another one is people are being offered COVID vaccination rewards. That sounds very exciting, except they're not actually real.
No, exactly right. And again, this is people pretending to be from the government and taking advantage of people's desire for, you know, for more money, and knowing that COVID and vaccination is a big topical issue at the moment. So what this seems to be is people being offered through different means a payment of $750 because you've been vaccinated. So it's a, you know, a vaccination reward. So it's purporting to be from the government. It's important to know that the government isn't offering people cash for vaccinations, and these messages, often text messages or voicemails, saying you're double vaccinated, so you're entitled to a payment of $750. Click on this link and fill in the details, is a scam. So again, if you get something like that, then you're curious, then independently Google to say, is there any rewards for vaccinations from the government? And it'll often come up as a scam. So it's always just that. Don't, you know, take the extra time, do a search. Whatever you've received, do a search, and you'll probably come up with a reference to it being a scam. So just take that extra bit of time before you click on a link or speak to anyone or engage with anyone on the phone. But my preference is delete and hang up.
I really appreciate your time today, Commissioner Dinisulio. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks, Jenny.